Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Our Chicago take today is about what we should do with documents that are in the hands of officials but in the wrong place. The Chicago take is sponsored by the Hagerty Auto Group. Congressman Mike Quigley, along with Congressman Darren LaHood, have sponsored a bipartisan piece of legislation to address this issue. Before the show today, we had a chance to ask Darren LaHood about it.
Congressman Quigley and I serve on the Intelligence Committee, and as we've seen over the last several weeks with the different documents that have been found at President Biden's residence and office, and of course at President Trump's resort in Florida, and now with Vice President Pence, it's unacceptable to mishandle classified information and remove classified documents and not have them in a secured location. So Congressman Quigley and I are trying to figure out how do we add further penalties to the current statute. So that's what we're looking at. There are currently, John, if you look at the criminal statute, it doesn't account for negligence or sloppiness or it simply being an accident.
Meaning what? I mean, so you're suggesting that sometimes it is a function of those things. It's not criminal intent, right?
Well, if you look at the current statute, it turns on intent and knowledge, right? We're going to see what happens with the special prosecutor that's investigating the Biden documents and the special prosecutor looking into, obviously, President Trump, and we'll see if there's one for Pence. But if there's a determination based on the facts and evidence that this was negligence or sloppiness or an accident, there's nothing in the criminal statute that holds them accountable. What we're saying is there needs to be accountability. So we're adding to the statute that you can be fined up to $5 million. Secondly, that we can revoke your ability to look at classified documents for a certain period of time. Secondly, prohibit you for any future review of classified documents. And so we're looking for deterrent measures to put in place to make sure that these type of things don't happen again. And currently, with under the structure of the current statute, it doesn't exist.
And I hadn't thought about it in those terms. I think a lot of us were wondering why so many documents get classified. And maybe it is a measure of negligence or sloppiness, not ill intent, but just bad form, particularly since some of these documents maybe aren't all that important, are classified for reasons that are not all the same. 50 million documents get classified a year, as I understand it.
That's correct, John. And if people know that there's going to be civil, which we're talking about civil penalties or criminal penalties, maybe there wouldn't be as much classification. That's number one. Number two, the staff and the aides that work with the president, and senators, and congressmen are going to be on the hook now for maybe they're not going to be criminally prosecuted and indicted and put in jail criminally, but they could be fined a significant amount. They could lose their privileges to see classified documents and other penalties that we're looking at. In other words, John, we want to make sure that there is adequate punishment in place. It shouldn't be an either or, meaning if there's not intentional criminal activity here, that they're off the hook. And right now, unfortunately, that could be the case.
Do you see or handle classified documents, Congressman?
Every day that we're in the Intelligence Committee. So we serve on the Intelligence Committee. We meet in a SCIF when our hearings happen. The first thing they tell me on day one, John, is they go over the criminal penalties for if you take these documents out of the room, what's called the SCIF, which is a secured compartmentalized information format. That's where we meet. And so we cannot leave the room with that. And so the rules are strict and we follow those rules. But obviously others in the administration, cabinet members, one thing that concerns me, John, is the fact that it appears Senator Biden, when he was Senator Biden, had documents that were in his possession unsecured. And so we need to tighten this up. And that's why Congressman Quigley and myself in a bipartisan way are looking to do this. This legislation will be introduced either this week or next week.
What kind of support do you think this has?
I think it's got strong support. The chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Mike Turner, supports us on this. I've talked to Speaker McCarthy. He supports us on it. And I know Congressman Quigley has talked to his Democrat colleagues on this.
Yeah.
Again, we need to tighten up the statute. We need to make sure this type of activity doesn't happen. I think we're all, when I go back and talk to my constituents in Peoria and Central Illinois, I mean, they're embarrassed, they're appalled. Why? How does this happen? And so, you know, hopefully this will help. to clean up the statute and make sure that we're not letting this happen in the future.
Well, if the stick works, I don't think I have a problem with it, but I wonder if we're going to create a whole class of criminals here, that there's so many people handling so many documents of varying levels of importance that it's inevitable that a Darren LaHood or a Mike Quigley are going to go, oh, crap, I just looked in my office at home. Now what?
Well, part of why we have a criminal justice system is deter bad behavior. So if you have examples of people that engage in this and they know there's going to be a, again, these civil penalties, a fine or the other mechanisms we're putting in place, hopefully that will deter that in the future. I think this is already causing everyone to have a conversation about how we tighten down the structure, how we, again, classify documents. It's unfortunate that we have to have incidents like this, but hopefully we remedy it in the right way and we don't have this in the future.
In the case of Mr. Pence, Trump, and President Biden, are you familiar with the nature of the documents themselves, how many or how important they were?
I am not, or not that I can talk to you about, John. I would just say it's been publicly reported, a number of the documents found within Biden's possession in Rehoboth and at his office in D.C. involved Ukraine, involved Iran, involved the U.K. So that should be concerning to all of us. But no, we haven't gotten more detail on that. And frankly, that's really unacceptable, I think, from an intelligence committee standpoint, that both the Senate and the House have not been able to be shown the particular documents or given more information. And the reason from the administration, John, is that the special counsel that was appointed is reviewing that. So I understand that, but at some point, Congress needs to be let in on what's going on.
You know how police departments sometimes let people turn in guns and they won't prosecute them? You're going to have a window like that for all of the people in Washington, D.C. and say, go through your stuff. If you've got it, turn it in. We won't prosecute you. You know, grandfather these people in under the current rules, because I just have the feeling that from President Clinton on to who knows how many cabinet members, et cetera, there's a lot of documents in garages out there.
I don't disagree with that. What worries me, John, is what's perceived by the American people as a two-tiered system of justice. If you're an entry-level military officer or a line CIA agent and you get caught with documents, you're going to be prosecuted, right? But you have elected officials or politicians, for whatever reason, they can say it's negligence or sloppiness or it's an accident, and they're treated differently. I think we got to be careful about that. And so I understand what you're saying there. But again, it's elected officials being treated differently, and we got to make sure that we're conscious of that.
So the penalties will be what again, Congressman? Then how? I mean, it does sound severe to me. You know, you're the expert on this. I'm not on that committee, but it sure does sound to me like a 10-pound hammer. What will the penalties be then?
So the criminal statute now, if it's not intentional, then what we would add is there will be civil penalties, meaning you can fine an individual up to $5 million, which could be significant. You would take away their clearances. You would strip them of their clearances to review documents, and you ban them from receiving future clearances into the future. Those would be significant. And again, for people that work in these areas, could be really, really harsh. But it pales in comparison than being a convicted felon or going to prison.
This would apply retroactively to Pence, Trump, and Biden or not?
It would not.
It would be going forward. Is this targeted in any particular way to President Biden now, in that who knows where documents are? Maybe something will pop up. And once this passes, he'll now be liable?
I don't think so. I mean, listen, I think there's enough attention on this. They have, you know, a team of lawyers working on this and scouring. As you know, there's the archives have sent out a bulletin to all elected or all former elected officials, cabinet people, presidents, vice presidents, to scour that. So the answer would be this would be proactive legislation. It would apply whenever the date, you know, I assume once this gets introduced and we get it passed in the House and Senate, it gets signed. The effective date would be then.
One last question, Congressman LaHood. You're confident none are going to turn up in your office anywhere, right? I don't want you to write the bill that's going to cost you a lot of money here.
I've only been on the Intelligence Committee for less than 2 years, and like I said, they are very strict, John, and I think Congressman Quigley will tell you the same thing. Everything that we review is within the SCIF. We don't leave with any documents, and I'm confident that there have been no documents taken out of there.
And this is a law that would apply to anyone, regardless of whether or not they're a congressman or the president, say?
Yeah, it would apply to Congress. It would apply to the executive branch extensively. It would apply to anybody that's got a security clearance. It would apply to contractors, which occasionally can have security. It will have a we'll cast a wide net to make sure that everybody is included.
Congressman Darren LaHood earlier today, actually that was yesterday afternoon. Hey, John Williams, how will these public servants get millions to pay the fines? That's his point. They won't, so they'd better not. Interesting you introduced Representative LaHood from Peoria. I'm in the northeast corner of Rockford, and he's my representative. This redistricting is crazy.